Revenue Chat episode 142.
This is Revenue Chat Radio with your host, Tony D'Urso, interviewing successful entrepreneurs and giving you actionable advice and insights. Let's rev it up.
Welcome to this episode of Revenue Chat. I'm your host, Tony D'Urso. In our last episode, 141, Marcus Bowles provides an exciting interview with information that you may not have expected. This is one of the best talks about living life on purpose that I ever heard or been part of. I'm enthused in just being a part of this, and I tell Marcus what his superpower is. This is mesmerizing. Once you find your purpose in this fashion, you become amazing. And catch every episode of Revenue Chat on my mobile app. Just go to tonydurso.com/mobile from your Android, iPhone, or tablet. All episodes of Revenue Chat automatically appear in column 2. And column 1 is my other weekly high-profile show that focuses on highlighting stars, greats, and game changers called The Spotlight with Tony D'Urso. Go to tonydurso.com/mobile from your Android, iPhone, or tablet. Okay, today we set the stage for Revenue Chat with Rico Cavaglia, how to be bold and never be old. Rico's an author, inventor, athlete, speaker, seminar leader with 35 years experience as a personal health and fitness trainer and nutritional consultant. He's trained some of San Diego's most prominent citizens, and he's the creator of the Ageless Living Lifestyle, the Vitality Stick Home Fitness Training System for People 40 Plus, the Be Bold, Never Be Old Online Wellness Club, author of 17 health and longevity books, including Ageless Living and Real Food, Real Fast. And he's a multi-gold and silver medalist in the California State Senior Olympics. All right, Revenue Crew, let's rev it up. Get ready for Rico to tell us how to be bold and never be old. Here we go. Hi, Rico. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Tony.
Such a pleasure to have you here, Rico, and I want to thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with us on Revenue Chat.
Well, thank you for having me, Tony. It's my pleasure.
Most excellent. Most excellent. And now today we're going to talk about how to be bold and never be old. And by the way, for our Revenue Crew audience, Rico is somewhere around 75 years old now, and he looks like he's 30, 35 years old. I'm not even joking. I've seen him. He's amazing. It's the real deal here, folks. All right. Now, Rico, let's take things from the top first, if I may. How did it all start for you, please?
Well, it actually all started was, and actually in 1981, I and a partner, we opened up, I'm pretty sure it was the first modern personal training studio here in San Diego. And in that same year, my father, at age 71, died of lung cancer. And it was strange. He was the healthiest person ever. He never went to the doctor, never was sick, but he smoked cigarettes since he was 11 years old, and it finally caught up with him, and it took his life way too soon. At that time, you know, I committed that I wasn't, to my father and to myself, that I wasn't going to let that happen to me. And so I began to learn all I could about health and exercise and nutrition and mindset. And through the years, I began developing my ageless living lifestyle. And then in the year 2000, well, late 90s, around 2000, when I found out that science was telling us that our genetic potential is to actually stay healthy to 125. So then that really, you know, really lit me up. And I realized, you know, because, you know, our lifespan could be 125 and be healthy, and yet we know that our life expectancy in America it's actually gone down recently. It's around 80, though. A little bit more for women than it is for men. And also the quality of life. You know, most people are getting old and sick in their 60s, 70s, and dying. So I made up my mind to research, you know, and see why is this happening? Why are people getting old and sick and dying way too young? And Of course, the answer, main answer, it's lifestyle. We now know too that our genetics plays only a small percentage of really how healthy we're going to be and how long we're going to live. And we also know, you've heard of epigenetics, they found out now too that our genes are not locked in stone, and actually our genes are actually affected, you know, by our environment, both externally and internally. So it's really all about our lifestyle. So that's why I began to develop what I call the ACE Plus Living Lifestyle. And it is a mind, body, and spiritual wellness system that I've proven strategies that I'm very confident will give most everyone the best opportunity to never become old and avoid disease and old age and live a much healthier, energetic, long life.
It's very cool stuff, Rico, and it's very impressive as to what you've done, what you've accomplished. And I have to say it again for the audience, it's amazing how you look and how you operate, and you're a silver and a gold medalist in marathons. It's just absolutely amazing. But the first thing I got to ask you is, based on our title, which is How to Be Bold and Never Be Old, what's the bold part, please? Let's talk about that.
Okay, well, you know, bold is a good word, isn't it? Everybody likes that word, bold. Bold is a bold word, right? And actually, I have to admit, I just came up with it because it rhymes with old. But it's true. I mean, it does. It takes a real mindset shift. And you do have to be bold and step out there and say, I'm going to stay healthy and energy. I'm not going to allow myself to get old. I'm not going to go along with the normal social narrative that it's inevitable. We're all just going to get sick and old. And we, you know, Tony, I got to tell you this. I remember when I turned about 60, I started getting in the mail, oh, you better start planning for your long-term care. And I'd even get, you know, ads saying, you know, you better plan for your funeral and all this stuff. And then I just realized people are inundated with all this information. So people just kind of buy into it. That's just the normal thing. They see everybody around them getting old. And that's what happens. So it does. I think it is that you do need to be bold to step forward and say, I'm not going to be caught up into this normal situation. And I'm not going to be swayed just because everybody else does. I'm going to step forward and I'm going to take control of my life. And I got a good story that kind of illustrates this too. One of my personal training clients, quite a while ago, his son actually hired me to go and to work with him. And he was about 80 years old. And when I went to see him, his son said, you know, he's just sitting around, hardly moves, and he's in a wheelchair. But there's nothing really wrong with him, you know? So when I went to see him, I asked him, why are you in a wheelchair? Did you have an accident? Did you have an illness? And he looked at me like, well, what do you expect? He says, I'm 80 years old. And it just hit me. I mean, see, people just bought into that. Well, 80, well, you're supposed to be old. So he just kind of bought into that it was 80, so he was old. So it took me a while to actually, you know, work with him to change his mindset that he could do a lot better. And I, you know, it's just really changing your mindset and then work with him to strengthen his muscles and get him more flexible. And I, you know, get him out of the wheelchair. And I've got lots of people out of wheelchairs. You know, when I first tell people that, they think it's amazing. It's not really amazing. Most people, you walk around with walkers and wheelchairs. I mean, unless they did have an accident or something, it's just they allow themselves to become so stiff and so weak that that's all they can do. So that's what happens to your body. Our body is going to age no matter what. But if you don't take care of it, you don't feed it properly, you don't exercise it, and you don't, again, you don't believe in what you can do, that's what's going to happen. You are going to become old way before your time.
I like that, Rico. And you know, being old or aging does not mean falling apart. It's just aging or having another day added to your life and another day. Doesn't mean that that's now a time to fall apart. I like that. It's true in the world of fitness, of course, as you know, when you don't work out for a while or exercise or anything, you can't do as much as you used to.
Absolutely. You know,
as a great example, I was not last year, I think it was the year before, so I was up to doing 60 push-ups on my knuckles.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you.
You were strong.
People say that, I don't know why, but anyways,
that's really good.
But since doing my podcast and my other show, Live Internet Radio on Voice America, I don't work out hardly very much. I take walks now and then. And last week or the week before, I tried to do some push-ups. I could barely knock out 15, but it didn't bother me. And I knew that if I go back, I'll be able to do 18, and I'll go back in another couple days, I'll do 22, 23, And if That's I keep right. going, it's just the body's just got to get back into it is the whole thing. Just because you can do less push-ups or less of any of your workout doesn't mean that day of aging has hit you. It's just the body's just got to get back into it, you mm-hmm. know?
Well, yeah, I was just going to tell you, the good news is because you once trained your body, you still have muscle memory there, you know? And once you get back into it again, the muscle, because, you know, muscles are part of muscles just like us, you know, it's easy to get lazy and just go to sleep and then they don't get exercise. You know, you can lose, well, muscles will atrophy in just a period of a couple of weeks. As you know, if you break your arm, put a cast on your arm, in just a matter of weeks, you lose a lot of muscle mass, but it has muscle memory. So just as you said, you just got to get back into it and you don't have to kill yourself. Just, you know, progressively do what you can and you'll get back up there. And again, it's not really, you know, like, you know, how many you can do. As long as you put in a good, strong effort in and just, it's all about being consistent. That's really what the key is, you know. You don't have to beat yourself up. You know, you don't have to set any records and do all these things. Like people, you know, worry about how much of this and that. It's just a matter of being consistent.
Yes. And if I may add to that, just doing a little bit more and maybe a little bit more until you feel you've got a good amount. For example, I'm not interested in doing hundreds of push-ups. I get back up to 60. I think, hey, that's really good. So you've got to kind of have set a bar or a goal for yourself and just add a little bit more and a little bit more and just get back into it.
That's exactly right. And also I want to say, first of all, I think I should have said this usually from the start. There's a big difference between aging and old. That's why I say never be old. So some people will say, well, why not? Everybody's going to get old. No, see, the definition of aging means to become fully mature, to reach your full potential, like fine aged wine. So aging is good. Aging is a natural process, right? You can't stop aging. When you're 40, you're 41 and 43. And so and aging is, it's good. So all this, actually, the term anti-aging is, in my opinion, is the wrong terminology because it's sending the wrong message to our brain that, you know, against aging. You can't stop aging, but old's another story. Old means to be worn out, used up, unexcited about your life, you know, unable to care for yourself. And being old is a choice. It's how you take care of your mind and your body. So being old is a choice. So we have a saying around here in my business is you have to age, but you don't have to become old in the process.
Good point. Good point. And that actually goes into my next question because I'm very curious, Rico. What is the ageless lifestyle, please?
Well, again, the ageless living lifestyle is a lifestyle that I came up with because, as I said earlier, you know, it is, we all have a lifestyle, right? It's all the things that we do, everything, how we think, and what we do, eat, and what we do, everything in our life. But unfortunately, a lot of things that we do in our lifestyle aren't really serving us very well. So you have to take a look and see what you're doing that's not serving you very well. And so I came up with this lifestyle that, again, it's a complete mind, body, and spiritual wellness system. So it's all about the first part. There's actually three strategies. The first strategy is called the clear strategy. That's getting really about getting clarity about really, you know, who you are, what you are, what your purpose is on life. You know, if you're not really clear on a purpose, then it's unlikely that you're going to really be excited and inspired to take care of your physical health. If you don't realize that, in my opinion, in my belief that, you know, we're all spiritual beings here on earth for a while with this physical body, and our physical body is our gift. It's our gift to do whatever we're meant to do here on earth. So if you think of it in that way, then you realize how important your physical body is and that you need to take the very best possible care of it. So that's the clear strategy. And also that entails our belief system. As you know, we all have our beliefs, and quite often, again, a lot of our beliefs are very limiting beliefs and hold us back. And sometimes we don't even realize that we have these limiting beliefs. But the bottom line with beliefs is, since we can believe anything we want, why not only believe the very best for yourselves? So it's just about mindfulness. You know, whenever you catch yourself with any kind of negative beliefs about yourself or your life or the external world, it's not serving you and it's draining your energy as well. So just catch yourself and put your attention back on focus on what you really want. You know, I'm sure you've heard that saying that, you know, we only struggle when we're focusing on what we don't want instead of focusing on what we do want in our life. So that's what the whole clear strategy is about, is just resetting our mind to focusing on what we really want and believe the very best for ourselves. Why not? If you just think about it, why would you want to believe anything negative about yourself when you can believe something positive? And then it's kind of like the law of attraction, right? It's whatever you put out there, that's what you're going to attract. And then the second one is, I call it the care strategy. It's all about how to care for your physical body, you know, and how to determine, you know, what foods are best for you. So, you know, nutrition is very complex. It's a very complex topic. And so here's the thing. I recently came up with a new diet. You know how there's always new diets, all these new different diets, and people, oh, let me try this diet now. And really, most of them, I mean, they basically come out to be pretty much all the same. It's just a new fancy title that gets people's attention. So my diet is the new diet that ends all diet. It's called the 7-word diet. Eat a variety of organic whole foods. That's it. If people would just eat primarily organic whole foods, most of the health problems would go away. But then in addition to that, I mean, we're all biochemically unique. You know, we all have different metabolisms, all different things are going on with this. So it is important to, I highly recommend, you know, to get with a nutritionist or a naturopathic doctor or someone who can really help you determine, you know, what foods are really serving you and what foods are not good for you. Because, you know, what could be a really healthy, good food for one person, like, say, nuts. You know, I have a friend that if he eats a nut, he almost dies, you know. So it's just, we're such complex systems, you know, and we're all so unique. So you do need to eat just a basic whole food, healthy, primarily plant-based diet. I don't believe in any kind of real strict, you know, like vegetarian or any of those. It can work for some people. But as long as you're eating a whole good variety of organic whole foods and fruits and vegetables and some whole grains and some healthy animal products, you're probably going to do pretty well. And then you need to determine, you know, your individual, you know, what works best for you. So that's basically it. You know, if people would just take the time to do that, it would make a huge difference. And then, of course, exercise. You know, we're learning more and more now, too, that especially as we age, you know, we don't need to. So many people still are just beating themselves up. You know, you spend hours in the gym or you're running miles and miles on the concrete and you're just really destroying your body. Because here's the thing that I think a lot of people don't seem to be aware of is that anytime you do exercise, specifically any really heavy, intense exercise, it creates a lot of free radicals in your body. And it also it creates a lot of stress on your body. So then if you're not getting the proper rest and you're not getting the proper nutrients that your body needs to recover, you're actually wearing yourself out and you're actually aging your body. So, you know, when you're 20s and 30s, you can get away with that. But we start to get up 40s, 50s, and you're doing that, you're really aging yourself. And that's really causing a big cause of premature aging. So what I recommend for most people, especially if you're, you know, if you're up there at least 50 or more, is you just need to be consistent. You don't need to beat yourself up. You know, the latest on aerobic activity is the very best is you only need to do about 20 minutes of, you know, a little bit of high intensity, some type of aerobic activity, and what's called interval training. I know you know about interval training. And so there's been studies that show that like 20 minutes of high intensity interval training will actually raise your metabolism and burn more fat and actually strengthen your heart and your lungs more than like out there jogging for an hour. So my belief now that, you know, jogging's kind of pretty much a waste of time unless you just really love it and it really feels good for you. It's kind of a waste of time. And here's the thing too, that I've never heard anybody else say this and I've never heard it anywhere else, but this is makes sense to me, is that if you think about it, our heart is actually the most amazing endurance muscle there is, right? It beats something like 400, I always forget, is it 400 million or 400 billion? But in, you know, an incredible amount of times your heart can keep beating for your whole life. So our heart is already an endurance muscle. It doesn't need to be trained for endurance because it's already unless it's a sport. I mean, you know, for playing sports, that's a different story, you know. But just to live and be healthy, what we need to train our heart for is for stressful situations. So that's why high intensity interval training, that's what that does, you know, because you're going at a moderate pace and then you go really hard for 30 seconds or 45 seconds. So that creates a little stress. So that trains your heart to withstand some stressful moments, you know, like in, you know, if somebody's chasing you or you're in some dangerous situation. So that's the type of training that is really, that I recommend for most people, especially if you're trying to reduce some body fat and you just want to, you know, strengthen your heart so it can last longer. And then as far as muscle strengthening, these days, I just like to teach my clients, and I do it myself, is pretty much what I call functional fitness. That is actually just using your own body weight for resistance training. And there's so many different ways to use your own body weight. And the real advantage of that is because then you have to really focus on your posture and your alignment and your core muscles so you're stable and work on your balance and all those things. That's why it's called functional fitness, because it actually helps you to function better in your daily activities. Now, I mean, if you want to be a bodybuilder and build big muscles, of course, then you've got to go lift some heavy weights. But for most people, it's definitely not necessary. And if you don't really know how to do it properly and get enough rest, you're actually going to probably injure yourself. And again, you're going to age yourself. And then you got to get to sleep. It's the most important thing. You know, I've seen surveys say that, I can't remember, but more than 50% of the population doesn't get enough sleep. And so many people think, oh, I can get by on 4 hours or 5 hours of sleep. Well, they're just fooling themselves. They've actually done studies, cognitive studies. They've given people a cognitive test. If you got 8 hours sleep, 7 hours, 6 hours, 5 hours, 4 hours, and every hour less than, say, seven, your cognitive skills begin to go way down. So you can't function well if you don't get sleep. And sleep is really where we get our energy, if you think about it, right? I mean, we do get energy from our foods and all that. That's important. But that's actually, our food is more the building blocks. So our body can build proteins and rebuild our body. But energy comes from sleep, because you can go days and weeks, and you know, people fast without hardly eating any food at all, and they're still alive and they have energy. But try and go, how long can you go without sleep, right? You can go maybe a couple of days and then your body just shuts down. So sleep is very important. So that's all the care strategy. And then I have what I call the CAM strategy, which is stands for choosing to take action now. So once you know all the things that you need to do, you have to figure out, okay, now how am I actually going to implement that? So you know, we have some methods of, you know, how you set up your schedule and your calendar, and there's a lot of different ways to actually, you know, so you actually, in reminders and how to work with other people. And so there's a lot of whole different things that you can do so you will actually implement your strategy. So that's pretty much, I'm sorry I didn't go on too long there, but that's what the Ageless Living Lifestyle is about.
That is fantastic.
Is it true that a majority of new businesses fail? Check this out. In order to have a successful growing business, there are some vital points that you must know. You must have worked them out thoroughly. They must be synchronized with each other, and all employees, consultants, and companies that you depend on must know these items and be in agreement with them if your new business is to meet with a high percentage of success. Get it free. The Vision Map. Beat the odds for business success at TonyDURSO.com/vision. Learn how to establish your vision, purpose, long-term objective, and master plan, including strategic and tactical planning. Get the Vision Map. Beat the odds for business success at TonyDURSO.com/vision. V-I-S-I-O-N.
My name is Kevin Van Eckren. Over the past decade, I've started several businesses, invested in 50 others, owned and operated a farm, and, of course, did 10,000 hours ride-alongs with the police, because who doesn't do that for fun? And through all that, what I learned is we need to have more deep and profound conversations to understand the world around us. That is exactly what I do, with celebrities, intellectuals, and comedians alike. Come check us out at the State of Logic podcast.
And we're back with Rico Cavaglia, who tells us how to be bold and never be old.
Actually, what we really want to know and what our audience really wants to know is they want to know how to really, literally, and truly look and feel years younger. And you've just listed out a number of great points. I encourage the Revenue Crew audience to play this back, write this down. There are a lot of takeaways in this to actually literally help you look and feel much, much younger. Don't just skim over this. Go back and take notes. There's some great stuff. And if I may add just a couple simple things, for some people, workout means something different to everyone. But even at the basic, for most of the people that don't work out, hey, if you just took a 20-minute walk, okay? Yeah, you're not doing a triathlon here or anything. Just do a 20-minute walk. Bring your body up. That is still a great workout, especially for those people, us armchair philosophers, you know, sitting at the computer all the time. It's just great to do. Just get out and just start walking and you will immediately start feeling better. And so things like that really, really help a lot. And if I may add, drinking pure, clean, fresh water.
Yes.
I drink distilled water and I have for many years, and it is amazing what it does when you start cleaning your system out and flushing it out with some pure H2O. It's good stuff.
I totally agree with that. That's exactly right. And I agree with distilled water. I quite often drink distilled water too. It is actually the purest water. And the people who say, well, it's void of minerals and all this stuff. Yes, it is. But think about it. The minerals in water anyway are non-organic. They're not organic minerals. They're non-organic. You can't absorb them very well anyway. So you need to get your minerals from foods, from organic foods. So distilled water is great. And I should have added just one tip, if I may. As far as the exercise, you need to do some sort of aerobic activity. Really every day, like you said, just get out. If you just do a 20-minute walk, you know, and don't do the same one every day. You know, just don't go do the same thing. You need to vary it. You know, maybe you don't have a lot of time on certain days. Just go out for a little quick 20-minute walk. But then maybe another day you could go for a swim or ride your bicycle or walk up hills. So you need to vary it. And so do something like that where you move your body every day. And now as far as strength training, there's lots of different ideas these days. But basically, if you just do two sessions of some type of strength training a week and maybe a couple of days in between to give yourself rest, that'll be fine. You can keep your muscles toned and plenty strong enough. And then the other thing, though, most important is really what I like to say is a true measure of your age is how flexible you are and how good is your posture. So you need to stretch. You need to stretch every day. And so what I recommend is to my clients is to just get down on the floor 15 minutes before you go to bed and go through some basic. I have a few basic 7 to 8 stretches and do those. And that'll keep you plenty flexible enough so you're able to do whatever you need to do. And of course, you have more time. Take a yoga class. All those are all great. So that's the basic idea of what you need to do on a daily basis.
I like that. That is great. Great points. Additional advice here for the audience. And I agree so much on the stretching. I have a mat. It's probably 2.5 feet wide by 3.5 feet long, something like that. And it's a thick mat. I'll lay on that and I will stretch. And it just, you feel so much better when you're a little bit more flexible. So I cannot emphasize and stress that enough. Great, great points, Rico. Love it. So far, very great conversation here. Very enthusiastic and full of takeaways to help our audience. And now we have your favorite question, Rico. I like to talk about purpose. I'd love to know what motivates and drives you, please.
Well, as I told you earlier, first of all, you know, when my father died way too young and he was really healthy, energetic person, and I felt bad. I saw that he could have done so much more, lived so much more. So that was originally my main purpose. But then I have a couple, you know, again, I'm enjoying my life, and I think that we should enjoy our life. And I really believe that we're all here for a purpose. So I feel that my purpose is to help people get and stay healthier and fitter and more energy so they can live their purpose, whatever their purpose is. So what I feel is what I teach is the foundation for whatever you want to accomplish in your life. As you know, Tony, it takes a lot of energy and good health to be highly successful in any aspect of life. So that's what my purpose is, to help more people understand that, you know, if you just take some time for this and just take a responsibility to make creating good health and lots of energy and a fit body a top priority, it's just going to take your everything else in your life to another level. And then my second purpose now is I've come to know and work on is that, as you know, and I hope everybody knows these days, that we as humanity are facing some monumental challenges. And I'm not going to go into all those. Everybody knows what they are, really. And so it's my thought that, it's my belief that we need more people as they age to stay healthy and energetic so they can give back their knowledge and wisdom. You know, as we age, we gain a lot of knowledge and wisdom. And so we need more people as they age to stay healthy and energetic so they can give back their knowledge and wisdom and to help, you know, find solutions to all these big challenges that we have. And it's unfortunate, you know, because I've worked with so many of these wealthy people, but already and smart people, but they're already in their 70s, you know, going to the doctor all the time, and they end up, you know, on all these medications and lose their energy, and they die at around 80, you know. So my purpose is to help more people stay healthy and energetic so they can make a bigger difference in the world, so we can create a much more prosperous and peaceful world for all of us.
I like that. Well said. Perfect. Great purpose. Great motivation there. Thank you so much for sharing all this, Rico. I love it. And I know that our audience is going to really enjoy it. And I, again, have to encourage the Revenue Crew audience. This is so important to your success as an entrepreneur, as a small business owner, as a corporate level executive in your career. So important. You cannot ignore some of these points because it increases and adds to your success. Even if you don't think it's very important, it is. Cut down a little bit on the sugar water and increase a little bit more in your organic foods and everything else Rico said with exclamation marks behind it. I am such an advocate for this and I love it. So I want to thank you again. And I do want to say we are now close to wrapping up. Rico, is there anything else that you would like our audience to know about, please?
Yes, thank you. Yes. So in the past, you know, I've only been able to teach my ageless living lifestyle to my personal training clients here in San Diego. So now, you know, I want to reach more people. I want to expose this to everybody who wants it. So I have created an online wellness club. It's called the Be Bold, Never Be Old Wellness Club. It's a membership site. And so the participants, the club members, each week they get from me a short training, some short training videos. And so then they have me as their personal trainer. And I'm going to show you how to deal with most of the things that most people are dealing with, you know, like how to reduce stress and how to sleep better and how to have more energy and how to get rid of those excess body fat and how to stick with a healthy eating and exercise program. All the things that most people are dealing with. And then after that first 12 weeks, then we go through my whole Ageless Living book and we show them how to develop their complete clear strategy, care strategy, and can strategy so they can develop their own personalized Ageless Living wellness system that they can use for the rest of your life. So I think it's something that can be really valuable, help everybody. It's inexpensive. So that's that. I encourage you to join our Be Bold, Never Be Old movement. And again, that's at BeBoldNeverBeOld.com.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Rico. I love it. And to our Revenue Crew audience, this is Rico Cavaglia. We talked about how to be bold and never be old. His website is BeBoldNeverBeOld.com. You'll see it in the show notes. Please go to his site. Please check it out. Please start working on his training. He's got some free stuff, free advice, free tips, as well as you can sign up for his membership. I highly advise it. Look at it this way, everyone. You need to do something. Let's do this. These are the baby steps. If you're not doing anything, this is what you need. This is a great start because you got to take a look at his picture. Okay. I won't say anymore. That's it. Take a look at his picture, and he's 50 years younger than he is. This is how he looks. So you want to be something like that? You want? That's it. Go to Be Bold, Never Be Old. All right. Thank you once again, Rico Cavaglia. Thank you all to the Revenue Crew, and stay tuned to our next show on Revenue Chat.
If you like this interview with Rico, would you kindly give me a review on iTunes? It's the purple icon on your iPhone or iPad. A sentence or two is just fine. Thanks in advance. And our next episode is with AJ Wilcox, getting the highest quality B2B leads. AJ's a LinkedIn ads pro who founded B2Linked.com, a LinkedIn ads specific agency, in 2014. These newly minted LinkedIn official partners manage among the world's most sophisticated accounts worldwide. He's also a ginger and a triathlete. Living in Utah with his wife and four kids, his company car is a go-kart. Lucky guy. AJ talks about how to get the highest quality B2B leads on the next episode of Revenue Chat. All right. Thanks again, everyone. And until next time, remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.